Om Shanti. The aim of all Baba's knowledge, the aim of all the things he suggests us to practice, the aim behind all of it is for us to be free, free from sorrow and free from all forms of bondages. And in essence, the method for that is to move from the limited into the unlimited. And in today's Murli, Baba emphasizes to remember him as father, teacher, and Sadguru. To emphasize, to remember him in all three forms, and to remember him with the qualities of all these three forms. He says he is only one, but for us to remember him with the quality of all these three forms. And so as father or parent, and even though Baba uses the word father, I always take mother included in them. His parent. So as a parent, as a father, he gives us our identity, who we belong to, who we are, where we belong to. From parents, we learn who we are, what the family values are, what traditions are. We learn character and principles. From parents, you get a certain pride and dignity. Parents give you your inheritance. They give you the wisdom to grow up and deal with life. They provide protection. They provide an environment that is healthy and secure and empowering. An environment in which the best of the child can emerge. And so to remember Baba as our invisible, unlimited, eternal parent, father, mother, with that feeling, this is what he does for the soul, brings out the best. And to remember Baba as a teacher, as a teacher, Baba gives the knowledge of history and geography. He teaches us about drama, how to play the highest game. He tells us about our divine ancestry. He tells us that we were deities, gods and goddesses in human form. He tells us that we have played the role of angels in the previous cycle, that together with God, we were the ones who created the new world, that God made us into masters of a perfect world, and that soul in its original state is pure and perfect and godlike. And by telling us this as a teacher, deeper inside, this instills a high sense of dignity and self-respect to know that we descend from divinity, to know the glorious history. And as a teacher, he also tells us geography. He tells us about the soul world, the subtle region, and the details of the physical world, and the laws, and the patterns of the physical world. And so as a student, in the relationship with teacher-student, we study well and use this knowledge, keep it in our intellect, as we choose our thoughts and our actions. And to remember Baba as our guru, as the Satguru, the only guru, the true guru, the guru of all gurus. As guru, he shows us, he guides us the way back home. He tells us to settle karmic accounts, to create good karma. He shows us how to come out of the trap, out of the bondages to drama, out of the identifications with the drama, the entanglement. And as a guru, his main srimad is be bodiless, egoless, and detached. And so to remember Baba in all three forms, that is what he emphasizes in today's Murli. Everyone in their life, they have certain relationships that are very important. And to shift those relationships to the unlimited, to the invisible, to the eternal. So to shift away from human relationships, to understand that human relationships are part of drama, a story being acted out. They are limited. The real relationships are at a non-physical, invisible level, soul to soul. And to experience all those relationships at that eternal level. And so Baba is saying, I am the parent of the soul. I am the teacher of the soul. I am the true guru. Experience the depth and the beauty and the greatness and the love and the wisdom of all those relationships with me at a very practical level. And so even this word remembrance is also useful to little bit explore more. What does it mean to remember Baba? It means you learn to see the way he sees, to understand the way he understands things, to have the vision and the perspective that he has, to grasp, to try and grasp and feel what Baba feels. That emerges, that own, that soul conscious nature, our own higher nature within us. And so in all those three relationships, try to grasp what it is that Baba knows and wake up that ancient memory within the self. If we are not accurately remembering Baba, then it actually just reinforces body consciousness. And this is why it is also useful to understand why Baba emphasizes so much to remember him, and to remember him accurately. Because if we do not remember God, then we are in Ravan's kingdom, in Ravan's mode. We are remembering Ravan, we are operating from Ravan's platform. Our thoughts, our feelings, our attitude, vision, decision, choices, they will all be for Ravan, will be for body consciousness. And Ravan, not just the vices, but deeper inside the ignorance of identifying with what is temporary and superficial and drama-based. And so if we're not remembering God, then we are with Ravan. And Maya, Ravan, that whole complex of ignorance at all levels, is the only cause of sorrow. It is our only and nastiest enemy, biggest enemy of the soul. All the sorrow has just one root: identifying with the physical and with the physical personality. And so if we do not actively lift our mind, beyond and see and feel and experience the way Baba does and suggests us to do, we will stay in Ravan's kingdom. And in Murli, Baba is emphasizing that our intellects as if should be drawn to him, to his knowledge, that our heart should feel that that Father is the one who makes us into masters of the world, that that Father, the unlimited Father, is giving us inheritance, that our intellect should be as if immersed in his knowledge and constantly aware of his praise. And so as if he's inspiring us to more and more move into the unlimited and experience the unlimited relationships, eternal relationships with him, the purest, the highest, the loveliest relationships. And then he says, people in the world, they do all kinds of things to find peace, to find a method for peace, to experience peace. They organize conferences, all kinds of things to find peace, to find happiness. And so Baba inspires us to share with them the treasures that we have received from him, to find ways to tell them that God is establishing that peace, that God is here right now, and that he is giving us the method to create a world that is free from sorrow. And so in the Murli, he is giving us different tips on how to explain what to do, how to organize, use the method of asking questions. Tell them that it is happening now and who has come and how he has come. That he is knowledgeful, but that he needs a mouth to speak his knowledge. And Baba is also saying, everyone has become orphan. They use the sword of lust. It causes so much distress and sorrow. We should show them the contrast between deities and human beings of today. And he's constantly as if inspiring us to churn these things. One thing is doing service, churning this. It deepens this knowledge within ourselves. It deepens our own understanding. But also it makes us more prepared to tell others accurately and help them understand and move into an experience of that. But Baba also says in today's Murli, those who explain should themselves understand and experience, and they need to be courageous. And he repeatedly also is reminding us of how elevated this task is, purifying the whole world. But he also reminds us that we are the only ones who can do this service, because we are the ones who are listening to him. Brahmins are the ones who are listening, journeying, studying, practicing, remembering him. So it is up to us, all those scholars and the great philosophers and the gurus of this time, they are still searching. And we are the ones who have the treasure. And he also goes into the different forms in how people search. And for example, this memorial is there of him that he gave knowledge, but it is gone into thinking that water will purify the Gaumukh. But How can anyone be purified by water? Baba is saying, this is a method to explain. But also for ourselves to understand that water symbolizes knowledge and that true purification, real purification, actually means, in essence, it means to be taken out of ignorance, to be taken out of confusion. And again, several times in Murli, he reminds us who can give his introduction, those who are theists. So who are the theists? Only you. He says, you know the unlimited Father who makes the world elevated, who purifies. So it is up to us to tell everyone. People call out, oh God, liberate us. But even this word liberation, liberate us from who or what? Another big area of ignorance, of not knowing, is not knowing who Ravan is, what Maya is. Ravan is not a person, but Ravan is the ignorance within everyone that identifies with drama, identifies with the physical, identifies with the body and the bodily personality, ego and all the different vices that come from that. And Maya is the cleverness to tempt us to feed that body consciousness. And so liberation means liberation from this ignorance, liberation from this ego, from this body consciousness. And in Murli, Baba also a few times brings up the fact that the world used to be pure, reminding us there was a time when this world was pure. Father created that world. There is no total annihilation or flooding, but those are all wrong stories. But there is a big transformation that will happen. There is the destruction of ignorance, there is the destruction of ego, and the destruction of the world of vices. But a new world, a pure world, a world of purity and perfection will come out of that. And he is inspiring, inviting us to be instruments for that. Share this knowledge with others. Share his introduction with others. But the quality with which we do that depends on how much we have studied and practiced and experienced it ourselves. Om Shanti.